This is Sean with Voices of On, and I'm speaking with Kelly. Kelly, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. How about you?
I'm good. So we've had some time to kind of really dive into all the different areas that you help individuals, and something that is hard for people to wrap their head around is when they have an experience that is unexplainable and how that affects them. And, you know, it could be in the realm of kind of a PTSD situation, that if they have some type of encounter, you know, with paranormal or with themselves second-guessing themselves, even in their house or whatever it is, it can kind of really affect them and overwhelm them. And you've seen a lot of different shows when, you know, people that have situations that become overpowering where they live or work or whatever it is, that it can really affect their relationships, how they are mentally with each other, how the outlook on themselves with depression or lack thereof. So if we could kind of dive into what you do for helping people that have had an experience with paranormal or with past life, if you could kind of explain that and just kind of dive into how you analyze that on the front end, and then also how you get into walking them through the steps of coming out of that and looking at that and being able to manage it.
All right, I'm glad you asked. I'll break it out first with past life regression. A lot of people have questions about that. It's intriguing. We've seen it in movies. We've watched shows where people have actually brought forward things. This is something I personally, a session, I was curious. I'm a very curious person, and I wanted to see if there was something to this. So I personally was hypnotized, and I pulled forth a life that I totally would never, it's not something, but it was a male. It was somebody in World War One, a man. I had his name. I knew nothing of this. I'm not a war buff. This is not my thing. And I had everything down, and I decided to just go down the rabbit hole and Google it. And this person actually existed. He wasn't a big famous person. But there were things about him that were documented out there that I found. And my husband watched as I was pulling this forth, and I was just totally gobsmacked. I don't know if that's a technical term, but I'm using it. And then I thought, I've got to know more. I'm going to go deeper. And that was years ago. And then after I studied hypnosis, I realized this is something that happened. So what I've done is I've created a worksheet. I take a client through, and they go and look, and they bring forth. I take copious notes, or I can record it, and then we do research. But the other thing that we're looking for is the theme to that life, the karmic threads of that life. It's not only karmic debt, but it's karmic love, karmic forgiveness. And when you do a work like that, it's amazing the healing that happens for individuals in this life. Now, people go, do you really believe that or not? I've seen so much, and it's been so amazing for each individual when they're discovering it, that I don't question it. I just don't question it. I accept it. I don't know why, I don't have all the answers to this wonderful universe, but let me tell you, it's profound, it's expanding, and as we look for those themes and karmic threads, it tells us a lot. There are also messages that they get that are profound for them, and me as well, actually just observing. But that's past life regression. But those who have had, let's say, spiritual encounters, or they're connecting with someone that they lost just recently, and they're having this this is a wonderful space to where they can go and examine that time, that event, and gather any other details that they may have missed in their wake time. It's also calming. It's also healing, working through it. What was I to get here? What am I to know? And also, if someone's feeling as a victimized, or feeling threatened, it's a space in which you can build your own boundaries and your own criteria for which you solidify how you exist in this realm. So there is some excellent work we can do to bring people back into their own power and help them find ways in which to control how things go on in their world.
And you know what? I want to stop for a second. You just said on a major point that I personally have had some situations throughout my life happen to me that I definitely couldn't explain, and I lived in a house in college that many things happened to people in that house. Even one of my fraternity brother's father, so many things happened to his roommate 30 years before me. They had to move out, and 30 years later, it kept going, and it almost makes one, me personally, possessed on trying to figure out the reason why, and that makes you almost obsessed with not being able to get over it. And I think that can really mess with somebody, especially if, you know, through their daily lives, they're always kind of wondering, is it going to happen in another place? Why did it happen to me? Am I crazy because I had this thing happen and I don't really know how to explain it? And the am I crazy part is trying to get that clarification and to be able to have somebody you could talk to and walk through about that and kind of break down, let alone being able to find new answers or like any other details that bubble up. I think is very crucial to have somebody be able to heal and get past it and get closure or just even deal with it. So I really respect that, and I hope you can kind of appreciate where I'm coming from on that. And I don't know if you want to touch on some things I just brought up or not.
Yes, I can. And I think what you brought up is poignant, because there are times in our lives when we, again, we put the blinders on and we choose to see life in a certain way. And it's just like, it's black and white, or I don't know, there's a little gray, but I don't like to look at the gray too much in that. And then something, you know, hits you upside the head that it's like, well, this doesn't fit in that. And then it says, well, deal with me. And deal with me. And you keep going, no, I'm in the black and white world. I'm just over here. I don't want to look at that. Well, I think what you resist tends to persist. And most times, you will find that those, when they step into, again, their place of power, meaning their personal strength, and then they look back at it, they address it, they understand that life is a lot bigger than we understand, and that's okay, you make room for that, and then you choose to heal yourself, because sometimes when we are in that state where we're being victimized, or we feel that we're being victimized by something beyond our control, we get to do some healing and on self first, and then we get self shored up, then we can look at other things, and again, stepping into, and when I use the word power, it is not, let's say, closed fists and you know, I push my way through things. Our power is greatest in our loving way of being. And when we love ourselves, and then we can look at a situation and broaden our perspectives and create our boundaries where we need them. The universe understands and does move towards it. It's a ripple. It's like a ripple in a pond. Then you see the reactions of how you are. It bounds out into that spiritual realm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It really, truly does. I know that it's hard for a lot of people to deal with those types of situations when they initially happened, and then afterwards, looking back, it's almost you could flash back to those exact seconds and seeing exactly what, or hearing exactly what, or thinking about what you heard, or you saw, or you felt, or whatever it is, and it's almost sickening because you can't figure it out, but you can figure it out, but you can't, and it's this catch-22 between logic and actual physical, you know, intake of data, you know, that's what's confusing. I think the confusion is the thing that is hardest for people to kind of get through. And it's great that you're able to walk them through that and help them get over that. And is there any advice or techniques that you give people, like after you've worked with them, for what they need to do to kind of ongoing triggers or anything?
Well, I think it's once you get to that place where you understand how you are in a more solid, healed space of self, then it's not as frightening as it once was. And two, once you set your boundaries and you set your understanding, because there's an understanding of, we have to look at what is this message that is being, you know, conveyed to you by this presence,
right?
Whatever the presence is it trying to get your attention? Is it trying to make you grow? Is it trying to make you expand your view? Is it trying to, you know, what do you feel? Because it is about you. It is about you and this little relationship. But once you understand what it is, the clarity clears the screen for you. The clarity brings the peace. And if you find yourself, you go down the road again and it's pinging at your door, you're equipped at that point to go, okay, am I slipping on how, you know, has something triggered an old wound or triggered an old fear response in me? Has something done that? And that may happen. We all have little wobbles from time to time, but if we've got that work in there and it's solidified in you, you'll understand, that was a wobble. Okay, I got this. And you shift your weight on your feet again, and you know exactly where you're at and how to relate.
Right.
Because you're connected to self.
Okay. All right, well, that was a great overview, and I'm going to close this one out, but thank you very much, Kelly.
All right, thanks.